Hey guys, welcome back to the Not So Calmada podcast. This is your girl, Liz.
What's up guys, it's Aranza.
So we're still doing that series of duos. Whoop. Now it's me and Aranza. Kaylee, also my dog is on my lap. She's a bitch. Anyways, today's fun fact about ourselves is, or question, whatevs, is Aranza.
Yes.
Who's your favorite Harry Potter character?
Oh, stop. I wasn't ready for this one. Stop. This is hard.
Who's your top?
Okay, probably Severus Snape.
He's your top?
He's up there.
I would not have expected that.
He has a great character arc, redemption story.
I wouldn't say great. He was a bitch to the students.
I'm not saying that he's perfect. And he has questionable morals, and I relate to that.
So he's your favorite? Can you put your paw down?
Yeah, he's just so complex as a character.
Wow.
Yeah, he's my favorite. Who's your favorite?
My favorite Harry Potter character? I would say...
Yeah. Ya ves? It's a hard question.
My favorite, I think, would be the Golden Girl herself.
Hermione Granger.
Solid Hermione selection. Jean Granger. That's my bitch. That's my dog. That's my dog. Anyway.
Great selection.
great. Okay, now on our duo, we're going to be asking each other questions from this card game I got from one of my psych classes. It's called Card Decks by Gottman. It's the Gottmans.
The Gottmans. Mm-hmm.
They have their own theory in sex, but also I think in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so which one do you want to start off with? Sex questions, date questions, love maps, rituals of connection, or open-ended questions?
I want to go open-ended questions or gross.
Sorry, I had to pop my neck. Ugh. As a little ASMR for you guys. Aranza hates it. So does one of our followers. Shout out Samantha, if you listen anymore.
It just makes me say, ugh. Sometimes you gotta pop your neck. Open-ended questions or the sex questions.
Let's start off with open-ended.
All right. We can answer a few of each in each of the top categories. All right, go ahead.
All right. I guess we'll just pass it back and forth, my phone.
Great.
What do you want your life to be like in, say, 3 years from now? It does say in, say, by the way.
In, say, 3 years from now.
What do you want your life to be like
in 3 years from now?
You'll be 33.
We'll be 33. I would like to have traveled internationally to at least one non-English or Spanish-speaking country.
Okay.
I'll have been at my job for 5 years, so I hope that by then I'll be deciding whether I want to stay longer or if I want to move on and try something else.
Okay.
But I definitely want to be making more money.
Yeah, you know, capitalism.
And I'll have a snake by then.
Okay. Nice. Check back in 3 years.
Check back with me in 3 years.
We're alive by then. We should be. But you know, no más sabe Dios.
That's true.
Anyways, me or no, or should you just...
No, go ahead. You answer the question too.
What do you want your life to be like in 3 years? I would already be graduated, so I would be practicing.
Snaps, I can't wait.
Oh, Lord, I can't. I'll be practicing. I'll have a job in my field. I'll quit my current job.
Woo!
It's giving me a pain in the ass, not because of my manager. Love you. Because of the other pitches. Yeah, I'll be starting my career. I'll be moved out. Mm-hmm. You know, entering my 30, flirty, and thriving.
Can't wait for that.
Check back for me in 3 years.
We will.
All right, you'll turn.
All right. Let me ask. What are the salsa questions?
Girl, I don't know. I don't really. I only use this once on a date.
There's some salsa questions. We're going to do the salsa hot. Oh, it's to spice up your sex life.
Girl, if you don't go to the other question.
All right, we'll go mild. Oh, this one's kind of weird. Oh, because it's not questions. It's like telling you to do something. Like,
oh, yeah. So it's still a deck of cards, but it's not question cards. They're doing.
Share a romantic kiss.
I'm about to punch you. Your husband would be very upset.
I'm going to need you to send me these. That's true. But he doesn't listen to the podcast, though. Maybe that's for the best.
It's an app. You can.
All right. I'll ask an opportunity question.
That's the open-ended question? Oh, no. That's the other one.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yas.
As a new parent, how would you compare yourself to your own parents?
Oh, God damn it. Why do I get tough one? First of all, I don't plan on being a parent. Mm-hmm. If y'all didn't know, if y'all don't listen,
yeah. If
this is your first time ever listening to me, I don't plan on that.
Yes.
But if I were to become a stepmother or adopt a child, you said, how would I compare? Mm-hmm. Well, I would gentle parent. Mm-hmm. I'd be like that TikTok where it's in the morning.
Please I do get down. I am on gentle please, parent talk.
Please get down in the night. Get your bitch ass down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would gentle parent. I'd probably be like one of those not crunchy moms because they freak me out sometimes.
Stop. Would you be like a Norma level of crunchy? Nah, she's pretty crunchy.
She's pretty crunchy. You're kind of crunchy too.
We're gonna discuss this for later.
Only like not in medicines or anything, but like
no,
other things.
I would vaccinate my kids.
Yeah, yeah. Not you're a good crunchy. Like you're crunchy light. It's the like the foods you eat and the things you do.
I don't know if I like being crunchy light.
Anyways, I wouldn't be a crunchy mom. I feel like I would have to struggle. Not have to struggle. I would struggle trying not to be a helicopter parent. Oof. Because I already have OCD and anxiety. Why the fuck would I want a kid?
Yeah.
I already be stressed about my dogs who be at my house. Much less my fucking kid.
As a dog, well, I mean, like, you're not a parent of a human, so obviously it's different, but.
Did you still worry about basic things? Like,
yeah.
Did they have a good day? Did they eat? Did mm-hmm. they shit on the floor inside? Things like that.
Sure, similar to human child.
Exactly. Yeah. They'd be shitting.
True.
Yeah, so that's how it would be different. I would try to say I'd be a better parent, but you know, I guess parents themselves would say they'd be better parents.
Sure.
But I for sure would be, otherwise.
Well, we have tools that our parents didn't have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, what about you?
How would I be different from my parents? I don't know.
Your parents are pretty cool.
My parents are pretty good. I mean, obviously, no parent is perfect. They're not perfect. Okay, I know. I am definitely more emotionally intelligent and more emotionally aware. And so I would definitely, that would bleed into my parenting. Okay. I would be able to validate my own emotions but not let them impact my kids or the way I parent.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And then making sure that I teach and model for my kids.
Nice.
How to do that for themselves.
Very good.
Being honest and talking to them.
Very good. Good stuff.
And I probably wouldn't talk so much shit about them
yeah.
to their face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My parents have said some really nasty things to me that are forever ingrained in my memory.
It'd be like that. Mm-hmm. It'd be like that. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
I feel like it's not that hard to not say those things to your kids.
Sometimes it's hard, though. I'd be calling Jose a fucking idiot. Well, not a fucking idiot, but I'd be like, are you stupid? Because he's fucking stupid. So that's my brother. Imagine being your fucking kid. Be like, did I fucking raise you to be so stupid? You fucking... Like, I can see that part, but then when they rant on, I'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I get the first part. That was out of anger. But the rest of it, you don't have to say that. You don't have to go on.
I know.
You don't have to dig deep the hole.
I know. Because parents will be...
And really then they don't even apologize. That's what's worse.
Yeah.
Or is it?
That is what's worse.
Yeah, they'll never apologize.
And then they conveniently forget about the situation like it never even happened.
Literally. Like, what are you talking about? I was like, bro, it just happened like 2 minutes ago.
Well, you know, it's a shame that we'll never be human parents.
We'll be great Theas.
We are great Theas.
I'm going to go to a date question.
Okay. So we're on a date?
No.
You look beautiful.
Thanks. So do you.
What
is something small that really makes your day? Something small.
Something small that really makes my day. Drinking enough water.
That is something small.
Yeah.
I feel like I drink enough water.
I do, and then when I try to, but when I don't, I can definitely tell, and it makes a big difference, especially if it's been a couple days where I'm not drinking enough, then it's like I can really feel it.
We're also, oh yeah, that's true. We're also on we're on SSRIs or SSN. So you have to drink more water.
Yeah.
Than normal people. I feel
that reminds me I need to take my medicine.
I feel like, yeah, it takes, like, I'd be like two of these is enough. Like, I don't be doing enough. But mm-hmm. because it's so fucking hot now.
Yes.
I need more. I have to drink like four of these hoes.
Oh, gosh.
It's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water.
But it's because you're fucking sweating.
Yeah.
Okay, something small that really makes my day. Mm-hmm. I guess it would be having enough time. In the day. But is that, that's a big thing, right?
It's like a simple concept, though.
Yeah, like if I would, I don't know, if I would wake up earlier, go to the gym, go to work, do my homework, sleep, but I don't. I wake up, play Animal Crossing, go to work, go to the gym.
Animal Crossing makes your day.
It does, but I don't think that's simple. It's like, it's part of my OCD now. Like, I have to do it. Like, I would be a little stressed if I couldn't do it and a little bummed.
Have we talked to your therapist about that?
No, and I'm not planning to. Why because not? I like Animal Crossing the way it is.
Okay.
I guess something small. The water one's pretty good. I guess. So, if I leave something at home, like... a drink or food, and if it's not touched, I guess that makes my day. That's something small.
That's nice.
I just...
That is something small.
It is, because why the fuck would you touch my things?
You know.
Piss me off.
Some people are not great at boundaries.
Like my brother. And sometimes my mother.
Does he listen to the podcast?
If he does, he shouldn't be. This is for you, Joseph. All right, next question.
Next question.
Me and Anansa dropped my phone, but it's okay. It's all right. It has a case on it.
All right, I think we're ready for a sex question.
Oh, Lord.
Get ready.
I'm trying.
Oof. What can be done? This is obviously for a partner, but I'm not phrasing it as if I'm asking a partner. What can be done to help improve the experience of an orgasm for you?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
That's very personal. Very personal on tele.
I'm so glad you're the one answering this first.
I could skip it, you know.
I mean, you could. That's true.
Wait, it says how...
What can be done, like when you're having sex, to improve the experience of an orgasm for you?
Hmm. For me?
Mm-hmm. Like to make a better orgasm. No,
I know, but I feel like this answer is really bad.
Why? No. No judgment here.
Not from you. From the listeners.
Hey, no judgment.
What could be done better is just making me come.
Oof.
That's really bad. See? I'm not even to the finish line.
Oh, honey.
Exactly. That's why you want to say it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Any ex-lovers listen to this, you should have done better.
Learn from this.
It's a humbling experience.
I feel like foreplay and edging.
What's edging?
It's like getting you, like, where you're almost about to come.
You fucking masochist.
And then you...
Jesus Christ. Like, what the fuck is... Oh, Lord.
Okay, but then when you finally do...
Well, yeah, because it's, like, built up pressure.
Exactly.
Girl, you fucking... Y'all already know I don't tell the masochist. She does hella tattoos. She goes to hot yoga for fun. She's a masochist.
Maybe I need to bring this up with my therapist.
Yeah, that's not fun. Damn, that sounds intense. But you said that would make your orgasm in general better.
Yep.
Good thing your husband doesn't listen. I agree with the foreplay, though. Roleplay. Foreplay? Roleplay?
Foreplay.
Roleplay is a form of foreplay, though, right?
Yes.
That's a lot of words. That's a lot of words.
I didn't know you were a little role player.
I'm not. I was confused with the words.
As long as it's not like being a furry, like.
No, don't you dare. Don't you ever put me and that word in the same sentence. Oh, those people freak me out. No offense, y'all. Big offense. Let's do bringing baby home. What the fuck? Doing that. Love maps. We haven't done that. Oh, this is about us to each other. Well, partners, you know? Like what we think about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, what personal improvements does your partner want to make in their life? Wait, did I read the last question first? Was it your turn to read?
No, I picked the sex question, remember?
Oh, right. No, I'm answering first.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, you're answering first.
Can you read it again?
JK, LOL.
Can you read it?
It's hitting. We're a little hungover, guys, okay? Bear with us. You just heard we're dehydrated as hell all the time.
But we're working on it. We're hydrating.
What personal improvements does Liz want to make in their life? Personal improvements.
I feel like, especially lately in the last 5 years, you have really focused on growth, which has been beautiful to see. And I feel like you're like right where you're almost to bloom, which is really exciting to see. But things I feel like you're always trying to work on being healthier, whatever that looks like. So like eating healthier, putting more movement in your life, going to therapy, taking medication, you know? So like, I feel like that's always something you're working on. I think professionally, that's an area that you've really been wanting to also focus on. So like, what kind of a therapist are you going to become? You know, you're about to start your internships, which is exciting. Waco is so lucky to have you. The Waco children are so lucky to have you. So yeah, I think those are things that you're going to be looking to work on. Yeah.
I think your personal improvements that you look forward to or your in, I think, would be mindfulness.
Wow.
You're constantly telling us and like the body, like, I'm trying to be mindful of my, but like not mindfulness like for everyone, it's for you.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm trying to be mindful of my time, because we don't have a lot of time, and like the energy I spend, and things like that.
Wow, you are so right.
Like, yeah, we can talk about it.
We know each other so well.
Yeah, so I think you're working on that, and still, like, that has been a thing for you. Mm-hmm. And then another thing you, like, personal improvement would be your house. Like, you're always striving to do something.
True.
To it, or around it, or for it.
You're right. You're right. Wow.
bingo bongo. It's your turn, right?
Yes. All right. Let's do another open-ended question.
Okie dokie artichokey.
Ooh. This is kind of intense. I'm going to give you the opportunity to opt out.
Okay.
How do you feel about your family right now, and have these feelings changed lately?
Ooh, that is intense. I can't imagine asking this on like a first date. That shit is intense.
I know, right? Oh, these are open-ended questions, not the date questions.
Oh, but I guess you could though, because these are like partnership things.
Yeah.
Anyways, wait. How I feel about them now, and did it change?
Mm-hmm. Recently. Or lately.
Oh. I'm going to answer the second part first. Yeah, I feel like my feelings have changed towards my family. Now, currently, I like them a little more.
Oh, okay.
I know. I used to hate them. And I felt like they hated me. But yeah, they also loved me, you know? And the same for me. Except for Jose. Jose's always just been more love than hate. Sometimes I hate that boy, though. If you're fucking listening, this is one of those times. Yeah, I feel like I like my mother and my older brother more.
Wow.
Yeah. But maybe because I don't spend a lot of time with them.
Sure.
But that's also because of therapy and my medicine.
Love that.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah. They should be so lucky. I'm not. Fuckers. Yeah, I feel like I didn't used to like them a lot back then. Previous podcasts, if you remember me mm-hmm. calling my mother the bitch. Which she still is. But mm-hmm. that had a lot of girth in that when I said it. Now she's just like, ah, she's just a bitch.
I feel you.
Yeah. What about you? How do you feel about them now, and did it change?
I feel like I have better boundaries with them, which is good.
That is good.
Because right now, not that they're not stable, but like my parents and my sister, I think they're both in like weird transitions in their lives and they're like figuring stuff out.
So they're wobbly.
Yeah. And they always
wobble?
No, they always just like use me.
Oh.
For like emotional.
So you're like in the middle and we're standing on a plank.
Mm-hmm.
But the more they try to balance themselves by going to you, like it's going to tip over.
And it's like they come and try and talk to me about, and I try to provide advice because they ask me, but then they don't even listen to it anyway. So it's like, that's annoying.
That is annoying because I would be like, don't ask me.
Exactly.
You're not even going
to
do it.
But then they want you to, like, they want my opinion. And I'm like, this never works out for me in the end.
Period.
So I'm kind of.
So they're like that.
Yeah.
But do you like them now or?
I do like them.
Now more? Or you're still the same for a bit?
I would say mostly the same.
They do.
They're pretty cool.
They are, but.
My parents are cool. My sister's. She's cool.
Very believable. She's cool.
You know.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Like, the boundaries are still crossed, so it makes them uncool.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I want to go back to my family.
Tell us
more.
Because
I said I did like them more, and I do. Mm-hmm. But when I said me and Jose are usually more love than hate, because of his teenage-em, it's like half and half sometimes. Just like...
He's really testing it these days.
He really is. He drank my water from my hydro flask. And
that's
I hit him with it.
Huge no-no for Liz.
Literally, and I hit him with it. But only on his torso, and it wasn't even hard. He'll say differently, but it wasn't. It didn't bruise. It didn't even turn red, okay? But he did apologize after I told him to apologize.
At least you didn't throw a lock at his face.
That was an accident, okay? Also, I was a child that didn't learn emotional regulation, okay? That's a valid response. And he should have fucking moved, damn! You see a fucking lock coming at you? You're not gonna fucking move. Anyways... That's not the point. The point is, yeah. It's tiptoeing between me and Jose, because the older he gets, like, the more freedom he has, and so he thinks he's grown. And I'm like, he's gonna find me one day, and I'm gonna be there.
Be grown,
literally, bitch. Just it's hard stay out here, idiot. But no, he wants to be grown. Wants to do shit. And I told him, I'm like, you're gonna find me one day, and when you do, be ready for that. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, just no, don't fuck with me.
You gotta keep him on his toes there.
I really
especially
do.
Right now.
Okay, I'm gonna do a sex question.
Oh!
Because I was caught off guard. Okay, that's all right. What messages did you receive growing up about masturbation, and how does it affect your view now?
Oh, man. Masturbation was, like, not even a thing I learned about from my parent or my family. I don't even know how I learned.
You don't remember?
Probably, like, I probably watched something and I got curious and I, you know, by then we had Google.
And we had the internet.
Yeah.
At all fingertips.
Exactly. We had access to a lot of information.
How does it affect your view now?
Now, not at all. Like, I have my own views on masturbation.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's, like, our generation, it's more socially acceptable, encouraged, normalized. And so.
I agree. Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
At all.
And I probably found out through school, I was like, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it doesn't affect me, you know. Uh-huh. I'm just like, get on. Well, maybe a little. If, like, a random stranger told me that, I'm like, can you not?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's normal. It's normal, guys. Flick your bean.
That's right.
What's the boy version?
I don't know.
Jack off?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun.
I'm sure there are a lot of euphemisms or ways to say it that I just can't.
Me either. Anyways, yeah, I don't care about it now so much. Now it's just like, whatever, bro. Whatever keeps you happy.
It's a healthy part of life.
It really is. You should do it more often. Unless you're asexual, then.
You know. That's true. Then if you don't feel it, you don't feel it.
Literally. Can I help you? There's little sniffs from Kaylee. Big sniffs. Anyways, yeah. Is it it's your turn now.
My turn. I'm going to ask another sex question.
God damn it.
What for you is the difference, if any, between making love and having sex?
Oh, making love is, like, intimate. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You're, like, more emotionally connected. Mm-hmm. Not more, but you have to be emotionally connected to make love. Otherwise,
I concur.
Yeah, otherwise, if you're not, it's the same. It's just having sex.
I agree.
Yeah. Know the difference. I mean, I don't like saying making love. That sounds fucking stupid and corny as hell. But, you know, there's a difference.
There is a difference.
And I guess, you know, when you're loved up, you love saying that shit, but it sounds corny as fuck. What do you mean making love? Like, it's a physical thing? I'm gonna ask a date question.
Okay.
I already know that. No. Which one do I want? Maybe this one, maybe that one, maybe this one. Describe your perfect sandwich.
Okay. Ooh. You know, my perfect sandwich is a torta de milanesa.
Oh, okay. We'll describe it.
So it's a bolillo roll,
mm-hmm.
toasted
mm-hmm.
with butter,
mm-hmm.
mayo,
mm-hmm.
Milanesa,
mm-hmm.
and then pickled onions
okay.
and pickled jalapenos.
All right.
Lettuce or cabbage.
Okay.
Avocates.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A little bit of black beans.
Oh.
Like refried beans.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And a little bit of crema.
Mm.
And then queso fresco. Yes, add tomatoes. Mm. Yeah, I think that's
that, 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 that does sound good. I've been at a milanesa taco in forever, not like that.
I know that's. Hey, Denise is choosing to make milanesas.
Now we just gotta get everything else.
Now we just have to get everything.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Wow. Mouth is watery just thinking about it.
Go ahead. What's your perfect sandwich?
Girl, I don't know if I can top that. That's what sounds like a good ass sandwich. Puta madre. I think my perfect sandwich, let me do an American one, because,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be, can you stop biting your own ass? That was for my dog, no one else.
Not related to the sex questions.
It would be the, like, healthy grain oatmeal bread.
Uh-huh.
I like the nuts.
Ooh. They can do good with a nice crunch.
Anyways, that... Mayo,
okay.
Aguacate,
yum.
Wait, American. Wait,
aguacate.
Well, I don't like it with the cheese. Okay. American cheese.
Okay,
but if it's Mexican cheese, I'll eat it like that. Mm. Turkey, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, jalapenos. I want to say that's it, and then that put it down. Good. And you crunch it up and then you bite it and then you get some chips.
Oof. That does sound pretty good. Just a good old classic sandwich.
That's what I had at your house when I was babysitting.
Oh, wonderful.
It's fucking delicious.
It is pretty good.
Oh, is it my turn, your turn?
Are you the one that bought the Dave's Killer Bread?
Yes!
Ah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It just like, turns small this. When you toast it. Oh, so it don't toast it. It like fucking shrinks, bro.
Dang.
I know. But it's good though. I like it.
All right. Oof. Okay. What would you do if you won
$100,000? $100,000. That's not a lot.
That's not a lot of money.
But it's some.
But it is some.
What would I do?
Mm-hmm.
I would just finish paying school. Mm-hmm. Probably finish paying all of my doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
How much money do you think that would leave me with?
Nothing.
Okay, then. No!
If you're going to get a PhD, you could probably get hired on and you don't really have to pay a lot.
Okay, so I still got some money. Let's say I still got, like, 50.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know how much poetry school costs. But, I mean, Baylor, fucking one semester is 40, so I'm assuming, you know.
Yes.
Actually, what if I go to some prestigious school like that? So it'd probably be a lot. Okay, let's... let's give me...
What if you, okay, let's say you're just not going to spend it on your PhD. If that were an option, what else would you spend it on?
Oh.
Would you just save it?
I would save like half of it. And then yeah. The rest I would like buy myself
mm-hmm.
one of those really cool, what is it called? You live in your truck.
Darby?
Yes!
Say that. Oh my gosh. You can... park it in my backyard.
Yeah, I could roll what is it, roll with the homies in my house.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
What would you do?
$100,000. I would probably put half on my mortgage.
Damn.
Pay down my mortgage.
And that pays it off?
No.
Oh shit.
No. But it would pay a lot of it off.
Oh, that's good.
Or
that's
a good chunk. Oh, that's so good. Do that.
Okay.
And then I would like buy myself another car or put a down payment on a car.
Okay. What kind of car?
I don't know.
Do you know like what type? Like a coupe?
Definitely something that's all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive.
So it has to be one of those wagon types?
Maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe a Subaru.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
I think that kind of like a wagon.
Yeah. Maybe a little truck.
Mm-hmm. Trucks are big, though. I don't think you'll find a little truck with four-wheel drive.
I don't know.
Anyway.
And then I'd probably use some of it to go on travel somewhere, too. Okay. A couple $1,000.
Varnas.
Pretty good.
Oh, shit.
Please, somebody give us $100,000 each.
Each. Okay, I'm going to ask... an opportunity question. Oh, that's not a question. JK. What was one of your best childhood experiences? I'm supposed to guess, but I don't know. Oh. So you're just going to tell me. What was one of your best childhood experiences?
That's hard.
I played the world's tiniest violin for you.
Sounded awful.
That's so hard. I don't have any good childhood memories.
That's what you sounded like to me.
That's what I'm saying. That's sad.
It's not that I don't have any. It's that I can't really think of, like...
She doesn't have any.
Guys, stop.
Send unanswered thoughts and prayers.
Shut up. Probably some of my best memories were when my family, we would take a lot of road trips for summer, like summer vacations.
Ooh, that's good.
And those were fun.
How old were you when they started doing that, do you know?
Oh, I would have been like six when we started, six or seven.
Yeah.
And then until I went to college, they like to do road trips.
Well, because we could have.
Yeah.
That's true.
And we couldn't fly at the time, but they do like to travel a lot.
And you also like to travel a lot.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, we go all over the states.
Oh, cool.
It was cool.
That's dope. You're telling the viewers you have sad childhood memories.
It wasn't that. It was hard to pinpoint one memory.
Mm. Okay. One of my best childhood memories, it's hard because I did have a rough childhood. I'm trying to think. I was like,
Debbie, you see, it's hard.
No, it's hard because I had a rough childhood, Aranza. Not because I have so many happy memories I can't pinpoint it. Okay, anyways, thanks for pointing that out.
Oh, no. She's going to bring this up for the rest of the day, y'all.
Okay, one of my best childhood memories. That was a long pause. I can't think of any.
What did you say? I'm playing the world's tiniest violin for you.
Bitch, I'm for real, though. Okay. I don't remember a lot of my childhood, to be fair, that are good. But I do remember...
Meeting me.
Girl, no. That was not childhood. That was adolescence.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, I can't. I can't think of any, bro. They're all bad. Or they're all, like, sad.
When you met me.
Nor, again, adolescence, not childhood. I do remember a summer vacation with my mom, though, and my brothers. Mm. I wasn't a child. I was a teenager. That's the only thing I could remember.
Well. So, that count.
Yeah. Is it my turn or your turn? Your turn.
My turn.
So dehydrated.
Okay. What is one of your favorite ways of being soothed?
Soothed? Someone has to do it to me? Oh, no. That makes me uncomfortable. Maybe you go first.
Okay.
I need to think about this.
Okay. If I'm, like, upset...
Okay. I know my... Oh, wait, no, go. Sorry. I forgot you're talking.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. How do you like to be soothed, Liz?
I like to be left alone.
Okay.
That's how I like to be soothed.
Yeah.
And then once I... But they have to know. I can't tell them. That's the hard part.
Mm.
I have to know when to come back. I don't want to tell them, hey, I'm done feeling whatever.
You know that doesn't make sense, though, right?
I know that. That's why I said it's hard.
Okay. It's impossible.
It's not impossible. Just notice the little signs. Like, if I'm sitting... sulking in a corner, that's not the good time to come up to me and be like, hey, is it good now? It would be when I'm getting up and doing things and I don't look so...
Well, maybe you tell them that before we get to that point.
Okay, maybe. I don't know.
So they're prepared. And then they do know.
I digress.
I really like getting really big, like, bear hugs.
Ah.
Like, where I feel...
Smothered?
No, not smothered, but where, like, I feel, like, smaller. I don't know. Like,
oh,
I feel,
no.
Like, I feel protected or secure. Yeah.
But does that... I guess that would... I was like, wouldn't that have to do with the person instead of, like, the group? No, I know, that's why maybe. I was just like...
That's, yeah, okay. Yeah, but yeah, that makes
those
me feel
like complete opposites.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I really like a good hug.
Oh, do you hear, guys, what we're dealing with?
This is why we're not so much.
That's why we weren't friends in the beginning. She was all up in my
but
face.
Now look
at
us.
I'm gonna be like, get out of here.
We're soulmates.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Damn. I feel like I just went. Let's do.
You want to make out now?
No, you weirdo.
Just thought I'd ask.
These cards are so romantic. Let's do an open-ended question. No. Who in your life is most stressful to you and why?
Ooh.
You don't have to say names. We could... We'll describe them, but not give, like, big okay. indicators, and then after the potty.
Who's most stressful?
You can pay us for this.
Myself.
I'm the most stressful person in my life. Girl! Boo, audience! Boo! That was a cop-out answer!
Okay. Beyond that, who's the most stressful?
You, like I said, you have to say names. You can say them next. Okay. Like, after the potty, you can pay us for the names, hoes. But describe them. Arr! Damn.
Okay. Probably
because he does what?
Because this person just takes up a lot of my emotional energy. Mm. And it's not that I don't mind being emotionally there for people I love. Right. I do like doing that. But this person doesn't reciprocate.
Oh, if you needed them.
Right. I don't feel like they...
They would handle it well?
Yeah. They also have a tendency of being like a pick-me person and like very, very needy of like your opinion, but you can't disappoint them. Oh. So you can't be honest. It's more like they want to hear what they want to hear. They're very sensitive. It's like...
They're highly, what is sensitive to criticism?
Mm-hmm.
So, even positive criticism?
Yes. Mm. Even positive. Any criticism. Yeah, they're basically, yeah. You know.
That is a lot emotionally and then also physically later taxing.
Yes. And so, you know, I think I have set good boundaries now. So I've created some distance and I think that helps. But still.
And you're both still growing.
Yes. Yes, that's true. You know, and I think it's just this season of their life, maybe.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I forgot about another person. But honestly, same. So, like, the way I describe this one person, this other person. So, I have two people.
Yes, yeah.
But I think I thought about the first one because I interact with them more. But yeah, that's why. That's what. What about for you?
Me.
Just kidding. You know what I mean, though. We are our worst enemies. We self-sabotage.
Yeah, the most stressful person. Oh, I'm not going to say the name. The most stressful. Oh, I could say the name. Anyways, the most stressful person to me would probably be my brother, my younger brother.
That's what I thought you would say.
But I also care about him more, so.
I think that's what makes them more stressful.
Yeah.
Is because we care about them.
Yeah. And we can't just be like, you do what you do.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
It's like, no, don't be an idiot.
Literally. Yeah. And they're also...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, your turn. Oh, was that your turn? No, that was my turn.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn.
Ooh, this one's good. What are some of your life dreams now?
What's the difference between a dream and a life dream?
I don't know.
Why didn't they just say, well, I guess life,
would life dream be a sex question?
No, I guess life dream would be something like actually feasible, opposed to like my dream is to have a unicorn, you know?
Okay, no, yeah. Okay. You want a unicorn?
No, I'm just saying.
I wonder if I can make that happen for you.
Shut up. Wait, what was the question about life dream? That's my dog.
What are some of your life dreams right now?
Oh, right now. Okay. Feasible dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Graduate.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess a dream.
Like a
life. Because that.
Yeah.
That's not really a dream.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I guess I'm saying the dream for that, cause that's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
But the dream for that would be to graduate. What's that thing called?
Summa cum laude.
Yes.
Or magna cum laude.
Mm-hmm. That would be a life dream right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Anything else? Nothing like bigger life, like out in your whole life?
Oh. You're like, I know you got something, bitch. Literally.
I know we want to think short term and realistic, and those things will happen, but I feel like this is a life dream.
You think it's small. You think big.
I want you to think big.
You're so patient, bro, because I'd be like, that's not what I mean. I meant like big. You're so patient.
I was letting you manifest.
Girl. I was still like, that's it. What are you talking about?
So come on, life dream.
My life dream would be to have residency.
Yes.
And to travel and not be scared of traveling. And go to my hometown.
Yes.
That would be a life dream.
Those are great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My life dream would be to have a second home.
Ooh. Here?
Maybe like not with here, property. But a commune with my best friends, preferably.
Ooh. Slytherins, you like? Not Slytherins. Scale.
Slytherins?
No, was it lizards?
Slizzards.
No, it was lizards. Lizards unite! We already got a, what's it called? When you do a little hand thing. Fuck! I know words, guys. I know them. Ugh, it's like a motion with your body, hands. What is it?
A gesture? No.
Maybe?
There's a name for this. I just don't know what it is.
Max! Well, never mind. Damn, it's just too far. She probably knows, though. She knows
she
words.
She would know.
Anyways, we already have that, you know?
That's true. So yeah, that would be a life dream. Home. But like not like a weird one or like a cold, like a cool commune.
A cool commune. Not like your other communes. Yeah. Where it's not cold. Don't be cold about it.
I want like land with property and maybe some animals and a garden. That's a life dream for me.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Thank you. Te toca.
Okay, but okay. This will be my last question.
Yay.
We were at open-ended. I think I'm going to keep it mine that way. And I'm scrolling.
Stop, you don't want to end with a sex question?
No, you can't scroll that far. If you could live one other person's life, whose life would you choose and why?
Oh, that's...
That's cool. I didn't think about that.
One other person's life.
And why?
Eyeball bitches. Like a random person?
It could be random. It could be somebody, yeah, just any person.
This is hard because, like,
I already know mine.
You do? Okay, can you go first?
Beyonce. In a heartbeat! Beyonce?
You know, I was thinking, like, an artist or something. Like, yeah.
Beyonce. Why? Because it's Beyonce.
That's true.
You don't need a reason why.
It's Beyonce. Oh, man. Damn it. I shouldn't have let you go first because now I feel like it's even more difficult.
Because no one can top Beyonce.
No.
I think it would be interesting to live her personal life, because she's very private.
She is very private.
So it'd be like, but then I, if
she would be her.
I know, but I'm saying like, if it's shit I don't like, I'm gonna be like, damn it, Beyonce! I can never look at her the same way.
That's true. I do love Serena Williams.
Ooh, she has a good life. She has a good husband. She
does have a good life. Or I'd want to be like a not famous person, but like the wife of a really, 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 really rich, attractive man who loves me.
Who loves you? I'm dead. Well, yeah, you know, that's important.
That I can just like, you know, work at like nonprofits on the part time.
Yeah, and do
like
what volunteer. You do, be a country club wife.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
That's
I get what that.
I'd want to be. That's the life I'd want to live.
But your morals, Aranza.
What morals?
Are you dead ass?
That's what I'm, that, this is why I like, initially I was like, oh, I just want to be like a rich bimbo. Not that I'm a bimbo, but I'd want to pretend yeah. I could be.
I think that'd be hard though. I think it'd be hard if we went into that, like we picked it.
Well, yeah, but I'm living it. So.
No, but I'm saying we picked it and you don't remember, and you do remember that you did that.
Yeah, that'd be hard. But also, I'd probably enjoy it too.
I wouldn't. But if they erased it, then I would.
Of course.
Oh, it's your turn. Your last question.
My last question. I'm going to ask a sex question.
I knew you would.
I'm going to scroll and pick a random one. I would ask this question, but we're not a partner, so.
Okay.
Because you always say it's weird when I say things like that.
Because it is.
This is a good one. What do you like most about your body?
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Fuck. Mine?
I can tell you you're my favorite part of your body.
That's not what the question is.
I was just offering.
I didn't ask, but thank you. I think it would be...
Don't say your brain.
Girl, it was right there. It was on the tip of my tongue.
No.
No! Get out of my mind! Oh, gnar. Maybe my body proportions. I like that.
Oof. You do have the perfect proportions.
Don't have perfect proportions.
Literal. Your ass is my favorite part of your body.
No one asked! What's your favorite part of your body?
I don't think there's like a bad view of it ever. My favorite part of my body.
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Shout out Megan Thee Stallion. I love you. Whoop.
Oh, I should have picked Megan Thee Stallion as a person who's
she's been going through
live.
It though.
She has.
Yeah.
But we could make it through.
She is.
We could make it through.
Notice us, Megan Thee Stallion. We're counselors. We could be besties. We could!
With ethical boundaries.
Yes, yes, but I'm saying I could give really good advice. Period.
Sure. Sure, sure. Sure, sure, sure. I think my lips.
Your lips?
They're pretty cute. Thank you. You can kiss them if you want.
You make it weird. Alrighty, guys. With that, we're going to sign the fuck out. Well, I am. Anansa is probably going to be back for more. Not I. Stay tuned for the series. Toodaloo.
Bye.